is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. My guest today, Chuck Fifield, says that personal selling is more than a transaction. It's a cyclical building process. Professor Fifield writes about his findings in the most recent Keller Research Report published by the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. Professor Fifield, what are the most important things for those in personal selling to know?
Most important things of personal selling. I want to just establish a context. Personal selling can be everything from a simple transaction at McDonald's to a long-term transaction with many contracts and people involved. So I'd rather focus more on the latter than the former. So in personal selling, probably the three most important things to know is, number one is to understand the importance of prospecting. In the long run, the quality of your output or your commissions through these various transactions will be largely determined by the prospecting and your preparation to get there. Number two is to understand the need to overcome what I term an egocentric predicament that we all face. Basically, when a seller approaches a buyer is trying to manage risk and fear of being sold. So it's extremely important that the buyer establish very quickly an identity of someone who is there to help, to assist, to work with the buyer, as opposed to try to manipulate or coerce or somehow take advantage of a buyer. And I might add that when you are being sold or feel as though you're being sold, you become highly defensive, and that interferes with the development of trust and effective communication between the two parties. And the third priority is, which I had to learn the hard way, is that I had to learn how to think win-win as opposed to think win-lose. And my mind was very oriented toward winning, and there was only going to be one winner and one loser. And I had to readjust that mindset, that perspective, and become more win-win oriented. And it became exciting to me when I realized the win had to be for them first. So that meant I had to go on a treasure hunt. Selling for me became, I have to find out what they want, what they need, what they have a burning desire to change or to do something to change, to make something better, what we call active listening, and then developing a relationship to develop some trust, and then work toward a buying decision. I think most people see selling as something you're doing to cause the other person to make a decision in your favor, whereas people don't like being sold, but they all love to buy. So for me, effective selling, personal selling, is finding out what they need or want, get connected on a personal level, go on a treasure hunt. Once you find it, basically give it to them if you have to give it to them. If you don't, leave.
Great. Thanks for the insight. Chuck Fifield teaches professional selling in the marketing department at Baylor. He serves as the coach for the Baylor sales team and coordinates the music and entertainment marketing degree. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business or visit the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.